This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Finding Your Bliss with host Judy Liebrack, heard every Saturday at 1 p.m. on Zoomer Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Finding Your Bliss, the show that helps you find and follow your bliss. I'm Judy Liebrack, and today on Finding Your Bliss, I'm delighted to be joined by the producers and creative team of the upcoming Kids Fest musical, Playground, featuring the music of four-time Juno Award-winning children's entertainer Jack Grunsky, who will be joining us all live later on in the program. Opening at this year's Toronto Fringe Fest, Playground is a true passion project for mother and daughter producing team Ellie Barlin Daniels and actor and director Olivia Daniels. Also on the show, of course, is singer-songwriter and children's performer extraordinaire Jack Grunsky, and will be playing some of his wonderful music on this program as well. Before we meet Ellie and Olivia Daniels, let me tell you a little bit more about them. Ellie Barlin Daniels is the founder and president of Barlin Daniels Production, Inc. Ellie is a theater producer, publicist, mentor, writer, and sought-after advisor to the arts community. She is a co-producer with her daughter Olivia of the Toronto Fringe Kids Fest musical Playground, and she's also the author of a forthcoming children's book from Cormorant Press. A children's music and media expert, Ellie ran the multinational media campaign for the children's publishing initiative Read Canadian on behalf of the Ontario Library Association, CANSCAPE, which stands for Canadian Society of Children's Authors, Illustrators, and Performers, and the Canadian Children's Book Centre, CCBC. Ellie is the sole sponsor of CANSCAPE's yearly Packaging Your Imagination Conference, and on behalf of the CCBC, where she served on the board of 6 years, endows the annual Arlene Barlin Award in Science Fiction and Fantasy in honor of her late sister. For decades, Ellie has guided the careers of Juno Award-winning children's recording artist Jack Grunsky and Martha Johnson, Martha and the Muffins. She is the judge of the annual B'nai B'rith Diverse Minds writing competition for children and a former judge of the Children's International Emmy Awards. Wow. She's also an investor in the Broadway production of Matthew Lopez's Tony, Olivier, and Drama Desk award-winning Winnipeg play, The Inheritance. In addition to several Canadian theater productions, she's worked with many of Toronto's nonprofit theaters, including Theatre 20, where she was associate producer of Stephen Sondheim's Company, starring the late, great Brent Carver. What a loss. Wow. Can't say his name without imagining those light blue eyes, that beautiful, beautiful soul and artist that he was. Louise Pitre and childhood friend Nia Bardalis. I found that so cool to read that. She currently serves on the board of Crow's Theatre, where she recently co-chaired the company's 40th anniversary celebration, and on the advisory boards of Shalina Kennedy's Eclipse Theatre and the Harold Green Jewish Theatre, where she created and endows the Barlin Daniels Emerging Artist Initiative. Ellie is the sponsor of the Art of Times Ensemble upcoming tribute to Joni Mitchell.
That was last year, but...
Wow, but how great these projects that you've been involved with, like the best of the best. And a seasoned sponsor of Toronto's Factory Theatre, Coal Mine Theatre, Crow's Theatre, the Musical Stage Company. It goes on and on. But your latest endeavor is a musical that you're working on in New York City. We're going to tell you later on about her philanthropic and charitable work. But just suffice it to say, everyone, Ellie is a huge benefactor and giver to the arts and sciences in this country. A past board member of Canada's Walk of Fame, World Literacy Canada, Baycrest Centre for Geriatric Care. Ellie has served as the chair for the Royal Conservatory of Music's gala featuring Audra McDonald, who just killed it as Gypsy on Broadway. Wow. Chair of the Michael J. Fox Foundation's luncheon honoring Ryan Reynolds. Chair of the Children's Broadcast Institute gala. And for several years, Ellie was also a member of the National Ballet of Canada's Mad Hot Ballet Committee. So fun.
Salt Pepper this fall, chairing their gala.
Wow. I don't know where you find the time. I don't know where you do it all. You're amazing. And when you're not doing all that, you're being a chocoholic and a baker who could subsist on warm chocolate chip cookies. You're a night owl, an amateur genealogist. You run three Instagram pages, including
five now
with Playground. Yeah. We'll have to list them all at the end, but Learn Yiddish is one of them. Yes. Then there's yours. There's Playground. It goes on and on. Welcome, Ellie Barlin-Daniels, to Finding Bliss. So great to have you here.
Thank you.
Woo. Also with us live in the studio is Ellie's daughter, actor and director, Olivia Daniels. Olivia Daniels holds a BFA in drama from New York University's Tisch School for the Arts, where she studied at Playwrights Horizon Theater School and the New Studio on Broadway. She also holds a minor in philosophy. And at the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic, Olivia co-founded Artists in Residence, a theatrical platform supporting artists' mental health by providing opportunities for connection and social engagement. Mm-hmm. And you were on the show, Olivia, during that time to tell me all about that.
Yeah.
And we had a lovely interview.
Very special.
So, really driven by the love, I would say, of collaboration and community building, Olivia works to create spaces where artists feel supported, seen, and respected for their individuality. And I know that with every project, you strive to embody a spirit of openness, discovery, and joy. How lucky for those who can work with you. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Olivia Daniels, welcome back to Finding Your Bliss. So delighted to have you both here with us today.
We're so happy to be here.
Thank you. So nice to be here.
So fun to be here live. Isn't it so different, Olivia, to be here live than online?
Wow, yeah, exactly. I
much
know.
Much better.
Throwback to the pandemic. Yeah, that
I
was
already.
I know so much has changed. It's crazy.
I'm going to start with you, Ellie, because you've been in this industry for over 40 years, and you began your career in Winnipeg. I don't know if people realize this, as a producer and an on-air host. I can see that, actually, at CKY-TV, CTV in Winnipeg. You were the staff publicist, the writer, and the producer at CKND-TV Global Winnipeg. You were the network publicist at CTV in Toronto, where you launched classics like Murphy Brown and Roseanne in Canada, as well as other news, entertainment, and educational programs. You currently mentor and counsel arts administrators, children's book writers, visual artists, theater artists, and producers. And I know through it all, you've been a longtime fan and supporter of Jack Grensky's, making this such a passion project for you. Ellie, can you tell us how Playground all evolved and more about your brainchild in this Kids Fest musical theatrical production that is taking place this July 2nd to the 13th at the Toronto Fringe Festival in Toronto. Congratulations,
Thank
by the way, on
so
all
much.
Of this.
It is quite, it's remarkable that this is all finally happening. I, met Jack more than 30 years ago, just as a fan. I saw him on a global television noontime show. I was trying to think of the name of the gentleman who hosted for so long the entertainment segments, but I couldn't remember. But I saw him sing one of the songs we have in our show called Siani Bingalela. And it was like the Pied Piper, and I was following him, and I went to see the show at the CBC. He was at the theater there, and I brought my niece, who's now 36, I think, and she was about 3 years old. And I think I went up to him afterwards and said, you know, I'm a publicist. I've been doing it. I can help you. Let me help you. I loved his song so much.
Wow.
I just believed in him instantly. And for all these years, I mean, our paths, you know, there were sometimes we weren't in touch for maybe a month or two, but I often worked with him on choosing songs and orders for his album and just being the first one to hear the music, and my daughters would hear the music, and we would tell them which songs we liked or what, you know, and Olivia sang on the album, as did my other daughter.
I know.
And we were just so connected in terms of this was just something somehow that I felt was so different than anything else I'd ever heard, whether for adults or children. This music transcended any kind of age differences, and I always felt that children deserved this because I couldn't let my kids just listen to sort of the, the kids' music that was readily available. That was just the June blue, you know, June moon type of rhymes and the beep, beep, big red car. And Jack respected children and their intellect. And I really felt my kids deserved that.
I love that. I love that. It's so incredible. So from inception and creation, just briefly, can you tell us how Playground all came together and how you found out that you've been accepted to appear in the 2025 Toronto Fringe Festival.
Well, I'll go back just a teensy bit more, but just we were thinking of doing it as a TV show. And I had actually found Amanda Friedman. I can't remember how I met her, our writer. But we worked on this to submit to, I think Netflix was looking for a new series. Wow. And so we thought, why not try for children, although it's often overlooked and nobody's interested. But we submitted something. And so we had the germ of an idea of this. And then there was musical stage company, I think, was looking for projects. Again, not their thing, doing something for children.
Right.
So Olivia, without us knowing, applied for Fringe. Mm-hmm. And it was a lottery, and we got it. And so we rewrote the entire thing, Amanda and Olivia collaborating, and in the last couple months, just since knowing we got this Fringe spot, and it's become what it is. Even though 30 years ago or 25 years ago, Jack and I did try it as in different perspectives. We tried it as other TV shows, Jack in the Box, or once it was called Something New. We had all different titles and different ways we were going to do this. But after all this time, it took Olivia to get us here.
So. I love that. That's such a... And that brings me to my next question, which is, I know the absolute joy and pleasure involved in working with your daughter. I just had that experience, Fashion Blooms, with Lily. She sang and performed and modeled, and we co-hosted. And there's just not, like... It was just joyful, like just to be with her. So I can only imagine what it's been like for you, Ellie. You've always been such a fan and supporter of Olivia's. And I know this is also a passion project for you both. What's it been like for you to work with your daughter, Olivia, on this production? And then I'm going to ask Olivia, of course, the same.
Mm-hmm. I honestly could not do this without her for many reasons. I mean, she's supported me, not just physically, mentally, even every way, but... The things that I wouldn't have known, I've worked in other, like as you mentioned, in New York on certain things, but at different levels where you have people taking care of things, like you hire, you know, a general manager, or you hire people for a Broadway show.
You're not folding the programs.
Oh my gosh, where we are here, definitely. And Olivia knew exactly what to do. She had done Hamilton Fringe and worked at Next Stage. She was in a show that she produced, and it's actually up for a Dora.
Yes. Congratulations
so
on that. You're up
so
for
much.
Two Doras.
Yes, I am. Dora nominated. I can't believe it.
So she knew how to hire, you know, the sound designer, the lighting designer, the scene, you know, scenic design, everything that I would have tripped over here.
Yeah.
So it's amazing. And also she's so talented that Jack and I thought the only one, she didn't want to be in it as well, but we just said, of course you have to be in it, so because we're fans of her acting and singing. So it's been fabulous.
So great. Really, what's it like for you, Olivia, to be with mom? Like, how fun is that?
It is fun. It has been very fun. It's been, I mean, particularly this project, because, you know, you can hear the passion with which my mom talks about Jack and his music, and it's something that I say I was raised on. That was the music that I listened to growing up that gave me such an appreciation for music and arts. So, and I credit that to my mom. So to be able to bring it forward in this new medium and doing it together is really nice. It's also, we both know most of Jack's music inside out. So we have that kind of shorthand. I mean, as well as the mother-daughter shorthand that we have, but especially about the music, we're just able to converse on that on a level that's made the collaboration creatively very easy.
So great. Yeah. All right, I can't resist. We're not going to play all of it, but we have a little clip of Olivia at 6 years old, because Olivia was introduced to Jack Rensky's music as a little girl. So mm-hmm. how cool is this? It's such a full circle moment in every way. Mm-hmm. And so this is a song called Let's Play. Owen, can we roll a little bit of this clip of Olivia Daniels at 6 years old singing on Jack's album? Wow.
Stella, Ella, Ola, quack, 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 say yes, chico, chico, chio, chio, Jack, say yes, chico, chico, bello, 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 say one, two, three, four, five.
Games, games the children play, close to home and far away. Cover your eyes now, don't you peek. If you wanna come play hide and seek, let's play.
Whoop.
What I say, let's play.
Whoop.
Any time of day, let's play.
Whoop.
Be my friend, let's play.
Whoop.
Here we go again. I like jump rope, hopscotch too, bottle cap soccer, how about you? Cat's cradle to catch the sun. Let's make believe, let's have some fun. Let's play.
Whoop.
What I say, let's play.
Whoop.
Any time of day, let's play.
Whoop.
Be my friend, let's play.
Oh, that's fabulous,
and
Olivia.
It's in our show. It's in the show.
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. I can't wait for this. Oh, my gosh. I love that. So I love, Olivia, the way you've been acting. And now I discover not only acting and directing, but also writing and also producing. So, in fact, mm-hmm. you've been wearing four hats during all of this.
Yep.
Is there a role that you prefer? And I'm really talking mostly between acting and directing. Or do you just sort of like to flip-flop between both of them for different reasons?
Well, in my life, I like to flip-flop between both of them. On this show, because I'm doing both, this is the first time I've tried doing both at once. Honestly, I've been spent most of my time so far with the directing hat on.
Yes.
I haven't quite had the chance to really dive into the acting part of it yet, as I would otherwise like to, but I'm so much enjoying the directing of it so far. It's really nice to be able to have the overall vision and see it all come to life.
Wow, that's so cool. You've been trained. And I was going to ask you what characterizes you as a director. I know you've worked with the wonderful Richard Azzouni and others. Can you tell us about some of your directing influences and some of the qualities that set you, Olivia, apart from all the rest?
Well, sort of like you mentioned about me before, I'm really inspired by collaboration. When I was pitching kind of to the actors that we hired, I was saying to them, yes, it will ultimately be my vision, but I really, really like to collaborate with you guys. I know that you are all actors who have brains and inspirations and training yourselves that I really want to hear from you and explore all together to find sort of the most natural way that this show comes together.
So great.
And I think I have learned bits and pieces from different directors that I've shadowed or that I've assisted. I'll also shout out Tracy Aaron Smith, who's a new mentor that I had a really, really great conversation with prior to the show. Was she? Yeah.
She was a hero on the show. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. I mean, Tracy and another fantastic female director, Shelley Butler, who was another mentor of mine in New York City. And that's just always inspiring to see other women in charge in that way, too.
That's so great. As an actress, what is your role? What can we look forward to seeing you in this production doing?
Sure. So I am playing the teacher named Miss Singer, which is actually a nod to, I think, my mom's music teacher from grade school.
And her name is Miss Singer.
So Miss Singer is sort of a quirky Miss Frizzle type who loves her job and is traveled all over the world and becomes sort of one of the main character Elliot, sort of his champion to embrace his imagination and his new ways of playing, and just a kid who's a little bit different. She herself is someone who maybe resonates with that, with those sorts of qualities.
Are you acting like kids? Are you playing adults playing kids? Are you really trying to be kids, or what is that going to look like?
Yeah, we have young adults playing kids. We're sort of striking that balance between playing kids and just being, you know, who we are.
Yes.
That's what we're working on right now. But my character's an adult. There's one other adult character who's the principal, played by Joe Matheson, who is also my assistant director on this project.
Awesome. Who's married to Louise Pitre and who's a whole other... I'd love to have him on the show sometime. I know it wasn't today, but maybe another time we could have him on solo.
We're so blessed to have him and his expertise and the kids. I call them kids. They're, you know, between 20 and 30, but I think they look up to him.
Yeah.
And so just to have... That's what I had mentioned to the starting from 20 to 80. We have this intergenerational collaboration.
Yeah.
Everyone at Zoomer, this is such a Zoomer show because that's really our, it's from 20 years old to 80 and everything in between. There's something in it for everyone. You really want to see this. We're going to tell you more at the end of how you can get tickets to the Fringe Show Playground. It's just absolutely unbelievable. And I wanted to say that if you could ask you if you could take us through a typical day, Olivia, in what's been involved in rehearsing and preparing for the show Playground, which is playing at this year's Toronto Fringe Festival from July 2nd to the 13th. I'm actually giving the info now at Soul Pepper Theatre's Kevin and Roger Garland Cabaret.
Yes.
And we're going to let you know more about that at the end of the show. But just, can you tell us just what is it? I'm sure there is no typical day. Like, that's like asking a director. Like, yeah, you can't ask that, but... basically a typical day in the life of Playground.
Sure.
What would that look like?
Well, today there's actually rehearsal going on as we speak. Today is Saturday. We have a six-hour rehearsal today. So I arrived at the rehearsal space 15 minutes before everyone else did at 10 o'clock with my stage manager was already there. We set up the room. We put out some of the set pieces so that when the actors came in, they could see as we're getting closer to the show, sort of what we're doing, what we're playing with. For 2 hours this morning, I went through the show with the actors. We stopped and started, and we kind of finessed some of the staging of all the different scenes. I strategically skipped over the musical numbers because while I'm here talking with you guys, my incredible dance captain, Zoe Varola, is now rehearsing the dances and the music with the cast. And sort of because I'm wearing all these different hats, I've been relying on Joe to kind of be another set of eyes as I'm jumping back and forth into the scene and out of the scene to take a look. After it's been so much work in between rehearsals as well, sure. Sort of that's when I put my producing hat on and we're figuring out scheduling. We have about 5 more rehearsals before we go up. I say there's the fringe of it all, which is, you know, kind of crazy that it plays, the shows play in rep. We have 15 minutes before each show to set up the whole thing, 15 minutes to take it down. So all those considerations are always on my mind as well. But yeah, I mean, the rehearsals there's not quite a typical, well, because it's a musical, we're always doing some mix of music and choreography and acting and staging. So depending on what's needed of that day, it can be any version of that.
And then I bake and I bring it.
I was going
to
say, do you bring snacks? Do you bring snacks? Do you bring your chocolate chip cookies? That was my next question.
That's the role. I make sure that there's something.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. I love that.
It's true.
That's so fabulous. We're going to go on a short commercial break, more with Finding Your Bliss and the cast and creative team at Playground. And when we come back, we're going to meet 4-time Juno Award winner Jack Grunsky. We'll be right back in a moment.
Finding Your Bliss is brought to you by CREATE, Canada's leading fertility center for over 25 years.
CREATE is here for anyone struggling with infertility or in need of assisted reproductive technology to have children. CREATE is about cutting-edge science from highly skilled doctors. In unprecedented times like these, CREATE is about ensuring the safety of all patients and staff. CREATE has made important changes to protect you by ensuring social distancing, wearing masks, as well as screening before entering. So what about the bundle of joy that you've been hoping would come into your family? CREATE Fertility Center is here for you. Visit createivf.com to keep up with the latest changes and learn about CREATE Fertility Center's comprehensive care for every fertility journey. Keep safe and healthy during these challenging days, remembering that life is about moments that we create together.
Hi, everyone. We are back, and this is Finding Your Bliss on Zoomer Radio AM 740. We're here with the producers and creative team of Playground, Ellie Barlin Daniels, and we're about to meet singer-songwriter and children's performer, 4-time Juno Award winner Jack Grunsky. But first, a big thank you to our segment sponsor, Ashford Cleaners. This segment is brought to you by Toronto's finest dry cleaner, Ashford Cleaners, a family-owned business since 1995, and I'm so grateful for their reliable, kind, and helpful service. Thank you, Ashford, for 25 years of making my life and so many families' lives so much easier. With complimentary spot removal and amazing attention to detail, I know that Ashford Cleaners will become your favorite dry cleaners, too. They're a legend. Thanks, Ashford. We also wanted to dedicate the show today to the blessed memory of Sam Accardi, the founder of Ashford Cleaners. May his memory be forever a blessing. We're joined today by 4-time Juno Award-winning musician Jack Grunsky, who's here with Ellie Barlin Daniels, one of the co-producers of the awesome new musical Playground. And before we meet him, let me tell you a little bit more about Jack Grunsky. So as mentioned, he is a 4-time Juno Award-winning musician. That's pretty spectacular. Alongside Raffi, Fred Penner, and Sharon Lois and Bram, Jack Grunsky belongs to a cohort of very influential Canadian performers that globally defined children's music in the 1980s and 90s. But what sets Jack apart, however, is the diversity and maturity of his original compositions, influenced by folk and world music and featuring instruments and sounds and rhythms from all around the globe, with a career spanning nearly 60 years. Wow. Jack is a prolific Canadian artist deserving of a broader audience. Playground is Ellie and Olivia's effort to bring Jack's music to a new generation. So, as I mentioned, he has been doing this for 35 years. He's won many, many awards, including four Junos for Best Children's Recording, several Parent Choice Gold Awards, NAPA Gold Awards, iParenting Media Awards. You've been compared to Paul Simon. Jack has been compared to Paul Simon, but in the world of children's music. And Jack's songs are energetic, upbeat, with clever lyrics, and your trademark being rich cultural sounds. You were born in Austria, but moved to Toronto as a young child. Jack returned to Vienna after high school to attend the Vienna Academy of Art. While there, Jack recorded four albums with the band Jack's Angels and six solo albums before moving back to Toronto and entering the coffee houses as a folk singer. Love that. Soon, Jack realized that late nights didn't suit him, and he embraced the children's music market and worked with children in Montessori and child study programs. So instead of Itsy Bitsy Spider or Baba Black Sheep, Brunsky introduced a Cajun alligator stomp, the soulful moose and caribou, and I hope I get this right, Siani Bingalela.
Yay.
Did I get that one in practice? That's a Zulu welcome song, weaving musical wonders with instruments unfamiliar to most audiences. Playground will have Jack and his band incorporating the sounds of the fratoir, berimbau, anklang, udu, Tibetan bells, temple blocks, djembe, and ocarina, among others. A constant creative force in the children's music industry, Jack was used to performing 125 concerts a year in schools, either solo or with various accompanists, and in theaters and family concert settings. He worked with his Chigo Chigo band, which included his daughter Cosima, and I love that she's also involved in this. So there's lots of collaborations between parent and child in this production, which is also so wonderful and soulful. Jack has also presented keynotes and workshops at educational conferences throughout North America. Playground underlines Jack's belief in the importance of music making for children to make them happy, self-respecting human beings. The dances, anthems, and comforting melodies reach to the core of childhood experiences, learning to live in harmony with the earth, expressing oneself through art, dance, and song, and just plain having fun. Jack gives children exactly what they deserve. He offers them an incredibly diverse range of musical styles, lyrics that are pure poetry, true, and such precision and attention to detail in the arrangement that any adult could listen to the recording many times over. And I agree. I was like, they're like, stop listening. We got to get back to work. Ready to awaken children to life's possibilities, the musical playground will bring Jack's gentle messages and sophisticated world music sensibility to young minds, giving them an opportunity to grow. Jack Grunsky, what an honor to have you here. Welcome to Finding Your Bliss.
Thank you so much. And I am so honored, almost overwhelmed, I might say, after that very remarkable introduction. I'm honored to be here and to be in a position in my life to have this opportunity to share my own enthusiasm for music and worldviews with children. I think I'm like a child myself. I don't know if I have ever grown up, really.
How wonderful.
And it's been an incredible journey. And what can I say? I'm just very honored to be here and to know these people, to be have such a wonderful circle of supportive friends and creative people around me. And I can't believe this is like a dream come true for this musical now to come to fruition, shared by all these wonderful creators and performers. And there's a great spirit every time I attend the rehearsals. It's just a wonderful feeling, and I'm super excited to share this joy with audiences.
That's so wonderful. Thank you for that. Jack, I'd love to go back to 1966 very briefly when you formed the folk band, your first band, Jack's Angels, modeled after Peter, Paul, and Mary. Can you tell us the inspiration behind that band and what made you gravitate towards the folk genre?
Okay. Well, growing up here in Toronto and through high school, that was at the time when the folk music revival was becoming very popular with Kingston Trio and those kind of acoustic-sounding sounds that I heard on the radio, and of course that captured my imagination, and I was very drawn to the three-part harmonies and the acoustic guitars. And soon had a guitar and started to write songs and emulate all these role models. Joan Baez, who later I got to know, by the way.
Wow. What's she like?
And she's beautiful. I have a little story about her, but that's a little later.
Green room, yeah.
And and just listening to Gordon Lightfoot and all the wonderful singer-songwriters from those years, with that enthusiasm for this kind of music, I just wanted to do that as well. And when I moved to Austria to study art, I had my guitar and, of course, met some friends in art college, and I sang songs, and it was something, I guess, that was in that part of the world at that time was still a little fresh and not quite as well known yet as in North America and Great Britain. So people were quite attracted to these songs that I shared with them. The repertoire that I picked up from Peter Paul Mary, Kingston Trio, and so on, Bob Dylan, etc., etc. And sooner or later, I met up with friends and we started to jam together. I met a bass player who was quite eager to share with me this joy of singing these songs. I had no ambitions of doing anything publicly or professionally. It was just the fun of making music and sharing these songs. And I started to write a few songs myself. But sooner or later, it captured the imagination of the audiences there. And we managed to get quite a following. And there was a concert promoted, and it was sold out right from the beginning. And sooner or later, a friend of ours, a lawyer, wrote a letter to a record label in Vienna and mentioned and introduced us. And they were interested. They came out to another one of our concerts, which was also sold out, and invited us to come to a recording studio to do a demo tape.
Wow.
And to see.
The rest is history.
The rest is history. 2 weeks later, we received a record contract for 4 albums and a number of singles.
That's so
fun. And the name Jack's Angels was not my idea, by the way. At that time, I guess this television show was popular. And
Charlie's Angels, of
the
course.
The producers in the record label, they thought, Jack's Angels sounds kind of quaint.
Cute.
That's catchy.
I want to say you're a true artist. You're a prolific songwriter. You're also an early childhood educator and music teacher, and that's like a whole other thing. The way you provided all the lyrics and the activities for teachers and the lyric sheets of your songs, I was so blown away when I went through all of your stuff. And how you've written about so many wonderful things, and you've grouped them all together by theme. You've written celebration and festivity songs, songs about peace, the environment, animals, family, multiculturalism, self-esteem, lullabies, teaching rhythm, great, and even songs in French as well. You're so prolific. We could do a whole other show on what's involved in writing a song, but what do you love about performing for children?
To see children's faces light up with smiles, singing along, being caught up with music. And that has been my greatest joy, is to just share the joy of music. Children dance, they move automatically when they hear music, and they're just inspired to go off into their own worlds, their own imagination. And I guess I'm providing them this spark and this window, if you will, to just to enjoy.
And, what a gift. What, yeah. So grateful. I want to share it with our listeners right now. There's a beautiful song of yours that's actually being featured in the production Playground. I said it before. Let me see if I can say it again. Siani Binga Leila, a Zulu welcome song. We're going to play a little sample of it today for us, for everyone at here in the studio. Jack, can you set it up for us and tell us a little bit about your song?
Absolutely. I had the opportunity, and I think it was back in the early 90s, I'm quite sure it was 1991. I was invited to a music conference in the city of Cape Town.
Wow!
And I was there for 3 weeks, and but the conference lasted a week, and I was invited to conduct a workshop for teachers and educators, and just to share my repertoire and activities that go along with it. And as I was around in the facilities of the different workshop rooms, I discovered a booth with activity books and song books, and there was one that caught my attention, and it had the word Siani Bingelela on it. I opened this book, and I discovered that it's a greeting, a traditional greeting from the Zulu language, which actually, as it was told to me, literally means "we welcome you." And it's something that children in schools would say to a visitor coming to their school, Siani Bingelela. And it's not just the fact that it's such a beautiful greeting, but the sound of it musically captured my imagination. And when I returned to home to Toronto, I immediately started to work on this idea of a greeting song based on that word.
I love that. I love it. Without further ado, let's hear a little excerpt from that beautiful song. Let's roll that clip.
Everybody I know has a special way to say hello, to say hello, say hello. That I heard in Africa, it's a word from Africa. Siani Bingelela, Siani Bingelela, Siani Bingelela, hey-o. Every greeting I hear is like a song from the heart, it's a song from the heart. It's a wonderful way to make new friends every day, to meet new friends every day.
That is such a gorgeous song. I just love it. It just puts you instantly in a great mood. It's so wonderful. I'm going to have to learn how to sing this for my grandson. He's a year and a half. I'm going to get the lyric sheet and I'm going to teach it to him, because that's a wonderful, wonderful one. You've toured all over the world, through Austria, Germany, Holland, Switzerland. You've been a radio talk show host for 2 years.
Yes.
I found that fascinating, so you totally get what this is all about. And I'm just wondering about what is it like to collaborate with your daughter on this? Because with the help of bassist Henry Heilig and your daughter Kosimik, who's playing a variety of percussion instruments, you're also creating and performing music with your daughter. So you're also doing a collab like Ellie and Olivia. That's so fabulous. What's that been like for you?
Family music has always been in the forefront of our activities. And Kosima, both my daughters are very, very musical and have pick up music instantly by ear and can imitate and sing. Kosima has expressed a real strong pull towards performing when she was 6 years old, I suppose, like any young girl at that age. I thought, well, she's got this beautiful voice, very strong singer, and it was only a natural move or to invite her to sing along, first on recordings on a song. She had absolutely no nervousness or anything. For her, it was totally natural.
Of course.
And then at some point, I brought her on stage.
Wow.
And from that point on, she has been a regular guest and later a true band member when we did our concerts in public or in schools or the bust in school shows.
That's so fabulous. Yeah. Well, I love that. So everyone, you want to check that out as well when you come to see Playground. It's so amazing. I even love the poster that you created for Playground. You're also an artist. Like, you're such an artist. You're a musician. You're a visual artist. And it's just beautiful. Every time I see that poster, and I know that's been an album cover and it's been many things, but you created that. You painted that. And
well, it's music, art, poetry. It's a language that I feel comfortable with to express what I feel, what I see, and so yes, I've continued painting and making art all these years.
It's available. You can purchase
it. Oh, can people purchase it? It's so beautiful.
I think is it Etsy?
Every now and again, I have showings or home shows, and people order online. Yeah,
you have to tell us that again at the end of the show to let people know how they can do that. It's amazing. We're going to go on a short commercial break right now. When we come back, Olivia Daniels will be back with us in the studio, joining Ellie Barlin Daniels and Jack Grensky. We're talking about the upcoming Toronto Fringe Festival musical Playground, and we'll be hearing more music. And we're also going to ask all of our guests a very important question that we always ask everyone at the end of the show. We'll be right back after this short commercial break. Back in a moment.
Finding Your Bliss is brought to you by Create, Canada's leading fertility center for over 25 years.
Create is here for anyone struggling with infertility or in need of assisted reproductive technology to have children. Create is about cutting-edge science from highly skilled doctors. In unprecedented times like these, Create is about ensuring the safety of all patients and staff. Create has made important changes to protect you by ensuring social distancing, wearing masks, as well as screening before entering. So what about the bundle of joy that you've been hoping would come into your family? Create Fertility Center is here for you. Visit createivf.com to keep up with the latest changes and learn about Create Fertility Center's comprehensive care for every fertility journey. Keep safe and healthy during these challenging days, remembering that life is about moments that we create together.
Hi, everyone. We're back, and this is Finding Your Bliss on Zoomer Radio, AM 740. We're live in the studio with the producers and the creative team of Playground, Ellie Barlin Daniels, Olivia Daniels, and Jack Grensky. And so much to talk about. I'm just going to start for a second with you, Jack, is how would you describe the experience of revisiting some of these favorite songs and being involved in putting this whole production together?
I can't tell you how unbelievably exciting it is, because I have not sung a lot of these songs for quite a number of years now, as I get older and less visible in the public, so to speak. So hearing these songs come to life again for me is I can't describe in words how it feels. It's just wonderful.
So wonderful. And really the question for anybody else is just how you ultimately chose this specific album, because there's so many albums. Why Playground? I'll give it to Olivia.
Well, actually, Playground is the name of one of Jack's albums. That's where the title comes from. But we've pulled songs from all different albums and from all different eras of Jack's music making. And it's honestly, it's been difficult to pick the ones. We have our favorites. There are songs that, I mean, ultimately we had to go with the songs that best serve the story we're trying to tell with this play. But
That's been the hardest part, I think. We have so many favorites and we can't include them. and it's heartbreaking to take one out that we love, just even at this point.
So. Totally. That's so great. Mm-hmm. Can you say more about the ages 20 to 80 thing and how it represents all the different, because I love that. Like, Olivia's in her 20s and you've got, you and your 30s,
60s,
you know.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And we've got all.
And Jack's birthday, July 1st, where he's turning 80.
That's
next
so
week.
Amazing. Happy birthday in advance to you, Jack.
Present.
Wow.
But
how
was
great.
Actually, Olivia articulated it in her application for the Fringe Festival, saying that, you know, an emerging artist is not defined by age. And although we've worked for so long, Jack and I, in this industry, we've never done Fringe. So we are emerging artists in this respect. And, you know, it just really is encouraging for people to not, you know, just to continue growing and exploring. And it just really keeps you young.
But, totally. Dreams have no expiration date. Dreams have no expiry date. It's not like milk, right? So
exactly.
You can do it at any time.
I don't know how the younger kids feel working with people our age, but that's another question.
Now, you know, I do my research. So, Olivia, what I remember about you is that you really love all the generations. And I remember how close you were to that elderly musical theater couple in New York.
Yeah.
So what has this been like for you to work with your own generation all the way up to people that have decades of experience in the industry?
Well, it's been really, I've been pinching myself all along the way because somehow a lot of my mentors from my life have said yes to being part of this show, as well as, some younger actors and artists that I admire. Not only Jack and my mother, who both raised me figuratively and literally, but the choreographer is a high school teacher of mine, Sarah Schreibert, who's someone else that I, grew up looking up to. So it's just been really exciting and scary to be able to be in the director position, taking all of these different folks who I look up to along with me.
That's so lovely. Yeah. I just love that. When you think back, Jack, to forming your first band in 1966, did you ever think that 60 years later you'd be working on and performing in a production based on your music?
Absolutely not.
Has it renewed your sense of passion and purpose and get up and go?
Yes, precisely. I have never been, in the last month and a half, I've spent hours daily practicing guitar, relearning my songs, working on musical arrangements for this particular production, and it's just been a wonderful revival. And I think I became a little younger in the last few weeks.
Love that. That's the point. That's so great. Well, one of the beautiful songs featured in the musical Playground is By the Light of the Moon, and this song has such a beautiful melody. We're going to play a clip from the song, and I think that Jack might even strum along on his guitar while we play the clip. What do you think?
Sure, love
maybe
to.
We can make that happen. So let's have a listen to Light of the Moon from the up-and-coming musical at Fringe Festival, Playground.
Had the strangest dream last night by the light of the moon. Never ever saw such a sight by the light of the moon. My pussycat was dancing there by the light of the moon. Turning somersaults in the air by the light of the moon. And the wheels go round and round with a whoopsie daisy. Take my rocking horse to town, but he's lazy. Giddy up, giddy up, and the wheels go round and round with a whoopsie daisy. Sing a loony tune by the light of the moon. Then a circus came around by the light of the moon.
Oh, I just love that.
His daughter singing on that track.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? I'm really getting excited for this show, guys. I can't wait for this. I guess a question I really have for all of you is, what are you hoping audiences take away from your new Kids Fest musical production Playground running July 2nd to 13th at the Toronto Fringe Festival? Let's start with you, Ellie. What are you hoping audiences take away from the new musical Playground?
I just think that it's actually parents. You know, we can't expect children to discover the music for themselves at young ages, but it's the parents whose responsibility it is to perhaps introduce them to music that, you know, that can stay with them for a long time throughout their life. Like I would give Joni Mitchell and Jack and Paul Simon to my girls. And I think this is just a real opportunity to sort of put their own interests somehow behind and not give them the Grateful Dead t-shirt, but let them discover something age-appropriate but beautiful for themselves.
Yes, I love that. What about you, Olivia, as the director, the actor, the producer, the everything? What would you like people to take away
from
this?
Don't do that many jobs on one Fringe show. No, I hope that kids in particular leave knowing that it is more than enough to embrace your imagination. And with that, you can do anything. The possibilities are endless.
So amazing.
Yeah.
And Jack, the songwriter, the creator, What would you like to see people, what are the golden nuggets you'd like people to take away from this?
I hope that children, their parents and grandparents go home and are inspired to sing.
Wow.
Sing together. I don't think children sing enough these days.
Yes.
And that would be my dream.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Thank you for that. When you sing, you pray twice, don't you?
Aww.
Yeah. I could spend 20 minutes talking about how Ellie gives back, because you're constantly giving back. Ellie is an advisor to and a founding supporter of the Canadian Human Rights Museum, sponsor of the Hyman Barlin Scholarship, faculty of pharmacy, University of Manitoba, in memory of your father, primary sponsor of the Hyman and Zelda Barlin Digital Beit Midrash at Toronto Temple Sinai. It goes on and on. You've done so many things. You our major contributor, Mount Sinai's Hospital Panov Program for Precision Chemotherapy Research, Toronto General Hospital, Toronto Western Hospital. Just briefly, what do you love the most about giving back?
Oh, my goodness. That's a difficult, I've never even thought about it. I just feel it's an obligation that, you know, if you're blessed and you can do it, that you must do it. And often the causes that I choose to give to are, unfortunately, sometimes too closely related to me. My father had Parkinson's, so I got involved with the Michael J. Fox Foundation. My sister is, and my mother, of course, had cancer. So, you know, to, you know, endow things in that regard, but also to honor what they loved. And that's what I did with my mother. I have seats at the Royal Conservatory and at the Betty Oliphant Theater because she was a pianist. And my sister, who loves science fiction fantasy, as you mentioned, that was her genre. So that's when I figured that's a great an award to endow for mm-hmm. writers, because I work in the children's book world as well. So I try to honor their memory and in a lot of the work that I do.
So wonderful. And I'm going to ask you Well, I'm going to ask the question that I ask everybody at the end of the show. I'm going to start with Olivia because she knows this question. What is bliss for Olivia Daniels these days?
Well, I was thinking of last time I was on your show because I think my answer was good theater. and that was during the pandemic when I, you know, was really missing the experience of live theater. And these days, because I'm getting to work with such an incredible group of people on this show, seeing the cast, for example, just becoming friends in the room and laughing with each other and giggling and having to say, okay, guys, I need your attention now. Stop having fun with each other. Seeing this team that we've assembled really enjoy each other's company and find bliss in the room is what's giving me such joy.
Isn't that wonderful?
Lately, yeah.
And what is bliss for Jack Grunsky these days?
Very similar to what Olivia said. My bliss is to, no matter what I do or what I can contribute to make other people feel happy, feel good about themselves and the world around them. And art, music, poetry, dance, that can be a trigger to communicate these positive feelings about oneself. So that's my bliss.
I love that. And finally, I'd love to end where we began. What is bliss for Ellie Barlin Daniels?
I mean, I sort of alluded to it earlier about a continuous exploration and growth, you know, even at our sort of advanced ages now. But I think true bliss, I experienced it the other night when I heard the harmonies of Jack's song Playground being sung by our cast. I closed my eyes. I couldn't take it all in. It was that beautiful. It has always been one of my favorite songs of his. I remember the first time hearing it and I had to sit down. It struck me. So it just struck me. And then to hear these harmonies and these young people, it was that beautiful. It just transported me.
I can't wait. I'm so excited for all of this. Olivia, what's the best way for people to connect with you on social media and to hear more about this show?
Sure. You can follow us on Instagram at Playground Family Musical. That is a really good way to keep up to date. You can also get your tickets and find more information at www.fringetoronto.com. That's the way to get tickets and plan your fringe schedule. It will take you to our individual show page, which has more information about our cast and our creative team. And I guess just keep following along on those two on those two platforms. We also are on Facebook. If you follow my mom, if you follow Ellie Rowley Daniels anywhere, you'll learn much more about it as well.
I'm the marketing and the social media person, yeah. So I'm constantly updating a few times a day.
Totally. And I'll be doing it too at the Bliss Minute and Zoomer Radio.
Yeah, so you're going to be posting.
So we'll be totally good. I love that. Finally, Jack, what is the best way for people to contact you, connect with you on social media, and yes, listen to your beautiful music?
Well, I have a website. It's jackgrunsky.net. Yes. And pretty well all the links and are there for the music and the art. And, of course, also on Facebook, Instagram.
YouTube.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, YouTube.
Spotify, Apple Music.
Yes, of course. All the music is on those.
That's awesome.
Platforms.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. Ellie, what is the best way for people to connect with you on social media? Where is Playground being performed for one last time? And where can people purchase tickets to see the show?
Thank you. I'm at Ellie Barland Daniels on Instagram and Facebook and what was Twitter, now X, and all of those threads and even TikTok. I'm trying to keep up to date. And tickets again at www.fringetoronto.com. We're at the Soul Pepper Theater, Garland Cabaret at 50 Tank House in the Distillery. And we're running from July 2nd to July 13th. And just a comment about their show times are completely varied. So we're doing some early evening performances, some daytime performances. So just check and see what works with your schedules.
That sounds so great. I'm going to do my thank yous. And if we have time, I'm saying this to Owen in the control room, maybe we can even have Jack play us out of the show a little bit. So I'm going to try to really do the thank yous quickly. I want to thank you all for being on the show today. It's been such an honor to have you all here. Thank you, Jack Grunsky, Olivia Daniels, and Ellie Barland Daniels. It was so great to have you all here live, and this is wonderful. Each week we spotlight a singer, songwriter, or musician on the program. If you're a singer, reach out to us. If you're an author, artist, yoga, meditation, or mindfulness expert, breathe. Really, anyone who has found and is following their bliss, we'd love to hear from you. What did you love about today's show? Write to us at fyb@findingyourbliss.com. For those of you who don't know, I'm also the Bliss Coach. That means I help you connect to your passion and purpose. And I'm on Insight Timer, the number one free meditation app. And of course, you can always follow us at the Bliss Minute on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. I want to thank our guests. I want to thank also Meg Ruffman, Siobhan Kiley, Associate Producer Chelsea Loxett, Producer Eva Shabatai, Olivia Vigiani, Chase Producer Kate Yorga, Audio Engineer Giuliani Anciello, Senior Editor Lauren Kaminsky, Video Editor Sierra Brown Rodriguez, Audio Producer Faz Kazi, Owen Wolf, right there, and everyone here at Zoomer. And of course, a big thank you to our sponsor, the Create Fertility Center, and also to our segment sponsor, Ashford Cleaners. For everyone here, I'm Judy Liebrack, reminding you all, wait for it, to take one step closer to finding your bliss. And let's hear some music as we go out. From Jack Grunsky.
Rise up every morning, it's a happy day. Wave after wave, travel on your way. Rise up every morning, it's a happy day. Wave after wave, travel on your way. Can you imagine we're sailing away on a magical journey each and every day? Follow your heart, hold on to your dream. It's the wind in your sail as you travel down the stream. Rise up every morning, it's a happy day.
Wave after wave, travel on your way.
Rise up every morning, it's a happy day. Wave after wave, travel on the way. We can help each other, so much we can do to make the world a better place. Now it's up to me and you. We can sail together until the day is done. We're all in the same boat under the sun. Rise up every morning, it's a happy day.
Travel on your way.
Rise up every morning, it's a happy day. Wave after wave, travel on your way.
Woo! Thank you, everyone. This has been Finding Your Bliss. See you all next week.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.